So, for this talk, we're going to be learning how to build a plant monitoring app with InfluxDB, Python, and Flask, with edge-to-cloud replication being an option onto this project. So, first things first, my name is Zoe Steinkamp. I'm a developer advocate for InfluxData, which means I have a large empathy for developers myself. I was actually a front-end software engineer for over 8 years before I decided that I wanted to actually be able to listen to people's issues and fix them instead of just hear them come down from the product team. So if you guys have any questions, I will be allowing some time for Q&A during this presentation at the end, but if you want to reach out at any point or you just, you know, like to be friends with people on LinkedIn, this is my QR code. My name's relatively unique. I'm easy to find. The overview. So, In this presentation, we're going to be walking through a few different pieces for this project. The first thing we're going to be walking through is the IoT hardware setup. So if you guys are not super familiar with like IoT devices and stuff, not to worry, I'll break it down and then we can kind of figure it out. Also, all of this is available on GitHub, all this code examples, there's lots of instructions. This is a very well fleshed out project. So at the end, I'm going to be linking that as well so you can do it yourself at home very easily. We're going to go over the tools that we're going to be using for this project. We're going to go over a short overview of InfluxDB, just so that way then people who don't understand how it works will understand how it works in this project. The data ingestion setup, Flux and SQL, setting up edge data replication, and data requests, which are kind of comboed together somewhat. And then finally at the end, the GitHub code base, links to other like community links and such, and then Q&A as well. So, setting up your IoT devices. So this is a handy little diagram to show roughly how this is gonna work in real life. But basically, you have a plant, and you're going to be monitoring it. You're going to need some kind of microcontroller to receive this information. I'll show a haphazard photo in a second of how that's going to look. But basically, from that plant, we're going to get data, roughly about, I like to say, how the plant is feeling. You know, if it's thirsty or hot or just doesn't like you in particular, it'll let us know. From there, we put that data into our open source, our OSS instance. So InfluxDB is available open source, so you can just easily download it off GitHub and get it running locally. So in that, we're going to go ahead and store our data. We're going to use a Telegraph. That's what that little tiger is. We're going to use a Telegraph agent to get the data inside. From there, if we want, we can go ahead and use our edge data replication feature to go ahead and push it to cloud. And then the idea here is that you can also host this locally, like you can host a little website with graphs and such. I'll be showing this as we go and the code is available. But basically the idea here is that you store your data locally, you use edge data replication to push it up into the cloud for longer term storage or just, you know, to have less data loss. And then from there you can pull that data back out to actually start graphing and visualizing it. As promised, haphazard photo. So for this project, you need in no particular order a plant, preferably alive, those are the best to monitor, a particle boron microcontroller or another compatible one. We have the schematics and the details for an Arduino, if that would be your preference. At least one IoT sensor for your plant, and a breadboard with jump wires and terminal strips. As promised, this is what the schematics look like. So basically, you can just kind of follow these schematics to the T, and that helps you just get everything set up. We especially had certain issues with some of our sensors, interfering with other ones. From that, I have 4 sensors for my project. Those are the 4 that I just happened to buy off Amazon, which we do list, so you can, depending on your country, it will change, but these sensors are like 25 cents a pop, so they're really cheap and easy to get. I have temperature and humidity, I have light, I have soil moisture, and I have temperature. So with all 4 of these, I can go ahead and hook them up to my breadboard and my microcontroller, and I can start getting some of that data. So the tools we're going to be using today. So we are going to be using Flask, which for those of you guys who are not aware, is a micro web framework written in Python. It's going to be